Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, January 14th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Twitter, Reddit, and the owners of Google and Facebook have been subpoenaed by the House Special Committee investigating last year's January 6th U.S. Capitol riot. The panel said the company's responses to prior requests for information were inadequate. Google parent Alphabet and Facebook owner Meta said they have been cooperating with the committee. Reddit said it would continue to work with the panel on its requests. Twitter declined to comment. Elon Musk says Tesla is accepting Dogecoin as payment for some of its merchandise. The CEO's tweet signals a return to accepting digital currencies after Musk last year expressed concerns about high levels of fossil fuel use for Bitcoin mining. Tesla's website now shows some items, including one labeled a Giga Texas belt buckle, priced in Dogecoin. The crypto surged more than 10% following Musk's tweet. Citigroup agreed to sell its consumer banking franchise in Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam to Singapore-based lender UOB in a $3.7 billion deal. The U.S. banking giant has been taking steps to shed most of its retail operations in Asia to focus on other areas, including wealth management. Citigroup joins fellow big banks JPMorgan Chase and Wells Fargo in kicking earnings season into high gear today. Investors will also be watching new U.S. retail sales figures. In Asia, markets ended mostly lower, and European shares fell in early trading. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.